Speaking of good brand new records, we got it in our hot little hands. The new one from Bob Schneider, the Californian. Bob is here, and this is the, I guess, the new single, Flower Parts, Bob Schneider. That is brand new. The record is called The Californian. That's Flower Parts, and it's Bob Schneider. And Bob has joined us in the studio. Welcome, Bob. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Winnipeg. You've never been here before, have you?
I haven't.
Are we treating you okay so far here in Winnipeg?
It's great. Yeah, I played last night at the some center. What's it called?
The MTS Center.
MTS Center.
We call it the phone booth because it's sponsored by the big phone company.
There are a lot of them. They're all sponsored by some huge megalocorporation now.
So you first came to my attention with Lonely Land back in, I guess, 2001 this came out, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a bit of the backstory that I missed before that.
Well, actually, I released it in right at the beginning of 2000, just on my own. Me and a friend of mine who had a studio just made it and spent about, really, it was a labor of love, and he didn't charge me anything for it. We just did it and tried to do something that I really liked, and then put it out on my own at a local record store there, Waterloo Records in Austin, and it started showing up on some weird, like, independent record store charts.
Okay.
And so I started getting phone calls from the president of Universal Records, and he would call me up and be like, hey, this is Monty Lippman. I'm the president of Universal Records, and what's going on down there in Austin with that Lonely Land record? I'm like, oh, I just recorded this record and put it in this one store, and it seems to be selling pretty good. And it ended up, like, I don't know, being like the best-selling record at that store that's been around for like 20 years. I ended up selling like a gazillion records out of that store.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so eventually Universal was like, hey, we want to put it out. And so they offered me a bunch of money for it, and I went for it.
So you hadn't shopped it around at all? You hadn't really done anything with it?
No. Just kind of... I had just gotten out of a major label deal, and I had no desire to be back in the clutches of some... you know, major label where you had like an A&R guy who had to, you know, give you his 2 cents about, what is it called, like commercially viable? That I just hate that whole idea. So they were like, yeah, we'll put the record out the way it is. So I was like, okay, let's do it.
So you had been playing in bands and stuff, I guess, before that. Was the solo thing kind of new at that point?
It was pretty new. I started doing that in 98.
And then was it just sort of a whirlwind of activity after that? I mean, once you get the president of Universal Records calling you up, I'm guessing they want you to go on the road and publicize the thing and all kinds of stuff.
We did. We started touring in 2001 and did a lot of publicity for that record, or a good amount of publicity, and garnered a pretty good fan base across the United States. And but haven't really started touring Canada until recently. This is our first time really in a lot of these places. We've played Vancouver 4 or 5 times, but that's about it.
Right. So I guess it was, I mean, the next record, I've never even seen it. I've seen The End of the World, and it looks like this. Was it sort of a, obviously it wasn't quite as big of a scale of a release as Lonely Land was in the beginning, was it?
Well, I've got 6-7 records now with Californian, but only 3 have been released nationally.
Oh, okay.
And the rest I just sell like at my website, and actually those all my old catalog records are now available like on iTunes and in stores through right. Vanguard. They just re-released the all.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I did that. I've seen The End of the World because that I'm Good Now record, which was the last record that I put out before this one, it got delayed, so I just had a bunch of demos that I put out.
Oh, okay.
So I had something to put out right away instead of having to wait around for 6 months to a year.
Right. The first record, Lonely Land, was such a wide mix of genres and styles. There was all kinds of stuff on there, pop and rock and kind of hip-hop-y stuff and all kinds of stuff. And then the second record, I think, was more of a pop record. I hope that's not unfair to say.
I think that's short for popular.
Yes. But it like seemed to have sort of, I guess, a more consistent feel to it. It wasn't as diverse as perhaps Lonely Land.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And then the new one, I'm getting somewhere. The new one seems to be a pretty straight-ahead rock and roll record. Like you kind of amped it up a little bit, it seems, on this one.
Well, actually, we recorded 27 songs. It was supposed to be a double CD.
Oh, really?
And all 27 songs turned out pretty good. They were all about the same in terms of how good they were. And so we were just going to, I was going to put that out. And then a friend of mine who I gave the CDs to listen to put together like this collection of songs.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, if you put these songs out, it could be just like a straight ahead rock record. And it won't be like this crazy eclectic mixed bag like you always put out. And so I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. And there's a strength and a unity to these songs. So that's what ended up happening.
For sure. So the rest of the rest of the stuff, is that coming out on... I noticed you got a whole bunch of things coming out all at once all of a sudden.
Well, I got all the re-released catalog records, but then I've got a record that I recorded about a year and a half ago with this guy, Gerf Morlix. It's kind of an Americana record that's in the can that I want to put out before Christmas. And
that's
then,
fantastic. We love Gerf. He was just on the show here a month ago. He was in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. And so I've just been sitting on that, and I want to put that out this year, and I've got a record that's a kind of a song cycle, kind of Tom Waits, like early Tom Waits kind of influence, where it's kind of like inspired by Frank's wild years, maybe. And so that's coming out. And then kind of this organic electronica sort of thing.
Really?
I do a lot of rap and yeah, dance stuff, but I don't ever put it out, so I've got a bunch of that stuff sitting around.
That's neat. So obviously you're sort of in a good place where you have people that'll put out your records for you, but it sounds like you can sort of put out whatever you want whenever you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's got to be nice. That's got to be somewhat liberating.
It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah.
Is there a trade-off though? Like, you have to do a lot of stuff yourself, I would guess, when you're putting out so many stuff, so many albums that...
I think the trade-off is, like, if you're with a big record company, there's always the idea that you're going to put out a record, and that because the machine is there, you can, like, sell a lot of records if somehow it catches on quickly. But the way I'm doing it now, like, even if it caught on, like, I don't even know if we could keep up with demand or something. So, like, that kind of is taken out of the equation, like, yeah, a big hit record sort of scenario. So it's more like work a day, which is great. I mean, I feel really grateful that I'm able to, you know, play music for a living. I've been doing it since 91 without having to do anything else. So
yeah,
as long as I can keep playing and don't have to work at Starbucks or something, I'll be happy.
That's good. Now, reading some bios and stuff of you, it says you've been in like 43 bands and you've written 1,000 songs. It sounds like you're a pretty busy, prolific guy.
I've written a lot of
songs. Is that all
just
hype that you made up?
That's probably... No, the songs, for sure. I know I've written over 1,000 songs, definitely. But, you know, that's not to say that hardly any of them are any good. You know, you can write a lot of songs and have a lot of them be bad.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in 43 bands. But I've been in quite a few before I started doing the solo project.
Obviously, this is a different thing than being in a band and stuff, though. Like, in a band, I would think that with all those songs you're writing, you have sort of some other people telling you which ones are good and helping you shape them all. Or do you have to be your own worst critic and your own best editor when you're just a solo artist?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility because your name goes on it, so you have to take the blame for it. When you're in a band, you can blame it on the drummer or whatever. So you can't do that anymore. But I like it. I prefer that to a band situation where you do have to, like... listen to the drummer's opinion.
Yeah. Last night was my first chance to see you live. I've been hearing about your sort of legendary live performances for years. It sounds like live performance is sort of an entirely different thing than what I've been hearing on the records. Like, it's pretty fun and pretty crazy and mix it up and do some fun covers and stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to take some chances live just to make it exciting for ourselves mainly. But yeah, but even that show, I mean, we only play for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And it really is a much more of a mixed bag, both in terms of musical styles and moods when we play our two-hour show.
Right.
This, we kind of have a set that we think works, or that I think works, in like a big arena full of strangers who have never heard me before. Yeah. So we don't try to hit them with anything that's too... controversial or is going to offend anybody, which happens a lot at the Bob Schneider shows, you know, where I'm headlining.
Yeah,
we definitely turn some people off with some of the content.
That's funny. The you actually got the crowd quite into it. It seemed there was a lot of interaction and sing along and stuff. And I gotta believe in my heart of hearts that opening for a big act has got to be one of the toughest jobs in the world, because it's people taking their seat music often. So if you can really hook people and get them interested in what you're doing, that's obviously a a great compliment to you, and it seemed to be working for you last night anyway.
Well, it's definitely a double-edged sword. I think a lot of people have low expectations of the opening band. So in that regard, we have it made. But, people don't know you, and it's a little intimidating at first, but the Dixie Chicks audiences have been very gracious and have given us, at least an opportunity to prove ourselves to them before. Right. And people show up early, which is nice. Like last night, by the time we finished, I think most of the seats were full, so that was really cool.
On the surface, it might not seem like the most likely pairing. You're sort of pop rock and the Dixie Chicks country music, but how did you hook up with them, and how does that sort of work together, that marriage of different styles?
I don't know. I think we kind of have a similar audience. Like when I look out at their audience, it looks very similar to the audience.
Why? Because it's all women?
There's a lot of women.
I know the ladies liked you last night, that's for sure.
We do pretty well. The ladies seem to like the Bob Schneider stuff. And there's that. But it just, it's like, just nice, normal people, who like listening to well-crafted songs, which the Dixie Chicks are great at. I don't even think of them really as a country group. I think of them more as songwriters and singers and great musicians, and so I think that their music really goes beyond any genre, and hopefully that's what I'm trying to do too. I'm not trying to be too genre specific. So
for sure. And you've been out with them for a while, I take it?
We've been on the road with them for 3.5 weeks.
That's pretty good. And where do you end up?
This is our last show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tonight. But then we're going to join up with them again in November on their tour and do a couple more Canadian dates. I think we start out in Calgary and then do a bunch of shows on the West Coast with them.
That's good. Well, it's good that you got the opportunity to come here in Canada. It seems like Canada is a bit friendlier place for them these days than some of the states.
I know. I don't understand America. I just do not understand a lot of people over there. But it's weird because you turn on the radio here. Like everywhere I go here, I hear Dixie Chicks. I walked into the record store today and they were playing them. And you turn on, country radio and they're all over country radio.
Yeah.
And then you turn on like regular radio and they're there. So
yeah,
it's great. They're a great band. So.
Well, so is your band, a fantastic band. Great show last night. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Do you want to sing us a couple of songs there since you're...
Sure.
I don't want
to... Since I'm all set up.
Yes, since you're all set up and ready to go.
Sure. Do another song from the new record, The California. Baby, here's a game plan. I'm gonna be a new man. I'm gonna start over, baby. Be a little better than I used to be back in the 70s. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, you can count on me. I'm falling off the fourth floor, hotter than a car door. I'm stepping on the gas and I'm feeling like an aspirin, looking for some comfort. Proceeding off the cliff now. Baby, hold your breath. It's gonna be a long fall. Baby, alright. I've been up all night. Feel like a blind man. I can find my 9M. Open up the front door. Get into the open. Throw yourself a left hook right into the spokes again. Riding to the spokes again. People let me out, gonna let me in. I said it once, I'll say it again. I'm all shaking, I'm shaking in the shower, baby. Nobody can touch me, cause I got superpowers. I'm up in the clouds now, nobody can reach me. Top of the city, baby, nothing it can teach me. Cause I'm 50 foot high now, hiding this building, hiding the ceiling, hiding this feeling. I'm naked as a monkey. Feel like a flunky, I just wanna use you all up like a junkie. Baby, I'm moving with me right now. Baby, check me with you, baby, check me with you right now. Check me with you right now. I'll be a your ship, I'll be your captain. Pull me underwater, baby. Show me the map again, the one that's gonna take us to a new place. I get a haircut, I get a new face. Baby, go to sleep now in Cincinnati. I'll be your baby, I'll be your fatty. You're like a bullet, baby, stuck inside a dead bird. Sleeping on the forest floor, roaches on the bedroom door. Now, baby, won't you hold me in your little small hands? And I'll be your fortress, and I will be a strong man now. I will be a strong man now. Yeah, I will be a strong man now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will be a strong man now. Yeah, I will be a strong man now.
Very nice indeed, Game Plan. That's Bob Schneider. You can find that on the new record, which is that in stores as well as online?
You know, it should be in stores.
I'm sure you can find it. Anyway, check it out online. BobSchneiderMusic.com. Don't go to BobSchneider.com because that's
something.
Not you.
No, it's like fishing lures or something weird.
Anyways, it's a fine new record, and I guess it's only been out for a week or so.
Yeah, it's been out for a week.
So I guess it's hard to tell. Have you gotten any reaction back from it? How people are digging it?
I've got a lot of really positive reaction to it. So. And my wife, it's her favorite. So,
<That's> well, <nice. laughs> so long as she likes it, I guess that's good. Yeah, do you want to do another one?
Sure, sure. I'll do another one off the radar. Now that I got $1 million in my pocket, baby, a Cadillac for every day of the week, you know, the fly ladies wanna come to my party, and all the true players are sipping my Bacardi. Now that I don't got to struggle, now that I don't got to fight, and the sky's so blue I can hardly see the light, I got the Buddha, the Llama, the Holy Cow, and everything I have that don't mean nothing to me now. Yeah. Now that I sold 1 million records, now that my record's so clean, I got a lawyer in Miami, he keeps a keen eye on my green, and I got me a bodyguard, he can kick your ass, and I'm on the other side, rolling around the green grass, and I got the ball rolling, and the future looks so nice, and I can get whatever I want, and I don't care about the price, yeah, I got all the answers, and I know what life's about. But everything I have don't mean nothing to me now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. And then my glass filled feet dancing on the steeple, and I'm looking down on the world and all the little people, and I'm acting all shifty. I'm shaking like jello, and my limo's full of hotties, and my fingernails all yellow, and the wolves are all around me, and the bayonets are flying, there's blood on my hands, there's no use denying, my mouth's all open, my tongue's hanging out, and everything I have don't mean. Now that I'm waist deep in diamonds, waist deep in pearls, and my show's sold out all over the world, and I got everything that I can think of, and I don't need your pity, and I don't need your love, and I'm higher than the ceiling, and I'm deeper than the ocean, and nobody can touch me. I spent all my devotion, I got all the answers, ain't no room left for doubt. And everything I have don't mean nothing to me now.
Very nice indeed. I love the sense of humor in your music. Obviously, it's designed to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of... I'm pretty angry. So I like humor mixed in with the anger more so than... My least favorite is earnest anger, and then just earnestness in general. My favorite combination is sad and funny. So, and I think they're like opposite ends of the musical spectrum. So,
but they go together very well.
No. I mean, I think sad and funny is the opposite of earnest and angry.
Right.
And, but yeah, sad and funny goes together wonderfully. That's my favorite combo. that Todd Snyder record, East Nashville Skyline, a great example of really beautifully melancholy and very funny.
For sure. What, speaking of Todd Snyder, what kind of stuff do you listen to? Like, what music bends your ear these days?
I'm listening to, like, Hot Chip and Chick 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 and Death from Above, 1979, and The Streets. I kind of like stuff that's got a little bit of ear candy when it comes to the musical part.
Yeah.
So, kind of organic electronica stuff with some kind of not too serious lyrics, I guess.
That's really interesting. So you don't listen to a lot of singer-songwriters then? Like,
absolutely not. That stuff is horrible. It's so boring and horrifying. But I tell you, I listened to that Greg Brown song on the way over here, the Kokomo song, and I loved it. It's so funny, and love his voice. And I'd never even heard of that guy.
No, he's a great songwriter.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I'm going to go out and buy all of his stuff and check it out. I'm looking forward to that. I love hearing people that I'm not familiar with. It's very rare. I'm so particular about what I'm looking for. I was just like looking up in the wall. I like that Sage Francis guy too. He's pretty hilarious, I think.
Yeah. What's next for you?
I've just been writing a bunch of stuff, and I, like I said, I'm gonna put out these records probably by the end of the year. And we've been touring a lot. We've kind of decided that we'd make the whole country our residency, so we've been just touring pretty much nonstop. And we go out for 3 weeks, and then we go home for a couple weeks to a month, and then we go back out again. So we kind of have this touring schedule where we're just playing all the time.
Right.
And writing all the time. So hopefully we can play the same cities 3 or 4 times a year, and it's a different show every time.
Well, does that mean you're going to come back and visit us someday before it's
I hope so. I hope so. They make it hard to come up into Canada if you're in a band. You got to pay all these crazy like import taxes on your merch, and they strip search people in the band who have drugs and make you pay like weird... like, I won't commit any crime voucher things. I don't know what it is, but I love it up here. I love coming up here. It feels like, I like the people are very polite and friendly and knowledgeable and smart.
So. Yeah. Are you able to bring your wife on the road, or are you away from her a lot?
She comes out and visits me about halfway through the tour, so we try not to spend more than a week and a half to 2 weeks apart.
Well, that's good, because obviously not being home so much, you might miss out on a lot,
Yeah, that's true. You can also say that it keeps the romance fresh.
That's true. It's your first date every few weeks, right?
Well, not quite.
Well, that's good. Do you get played on the radio much in the States?
There's like a few radio stations kind of, that are Bob Schneider fans that play my stuff, but for the most part, not very much, no.
So it's mostly just getting out and playing that spreads the word then?
Yeah, it's just word of mouth and playing a lot of shows and, which is a really nice way to kind of build up an audience, because that audience really is there for the long run. Like, I really feel like I don't need radio or really any outside forces to kind of continue to play for people who are kind of digging what I'm doing.
So. That's really good. How's the internet for you? Is that a good tool for you to spread the word and sell some CDs?
Yeah, it's a good place for people to come and kind of, get a idea of what I do and kind of my personality and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
Got a lot of good, got a lot of friends on MySpace. I noticed that.
There's a lot of MySpace friends, and then my regular website's got a lot of information on it too. So
that's for sure. It's still got the old record though up there.
I know. I'm supposed to like do the new commentary for the new record.
I love the commentary.
I was going to do it last week, and I just haven't gotten around to it. So hopefully I'll do that here in the next day or two.
Anyways, check out Bob Schneider Music, and there's commentary on the last record and links to buy the records and stuff. So that's a good thing. Austin, Texas, that's where you sort of, I guess it's what you call home. It sounds like you're not there very often, but...
Yeah, that's home.
That's the home base. Obviously, I mean, maybe I over-glamorize it being from so far away, but we hear that it's the live music capital of the world, and every second person is a musician or a songwriter. And
well, I mean, that's what we call ourselves. It's a bit far-fetched, I think, but there is a lot of music there. There's a lot of venues. There's an incredible amount of talent there. It's just a really great, like, liberal oasis in the middle of Texas. It's a wonderful kind of mutant college town. There's 100,000 college university students, you know, yeah, active students. And then there's a lot of people that just stay there after they get out of college. And so there's a... It's a wonderfully friendly place, and so if you're a musician, it's a great place to live. And there's some great festivals. The ACL Festival is amazing. The lineup is incredible for that. And of course, there's South by Southwest.
Yeah.
So,
is it harder to get noticed in such a music packed town, like with so many venues and so many places? I mean, when somebody does a show here in Winnipeg, it's not hard to get attention because there's no other shows going on at the same time.
It's hard there to kind of make a name for yourself, I think. There's a lot of bands, actually, that kind of explode out of Austin that I've never even heard of. They don't even play there because there are so many bands that it is kind of hard to attract attention. And there have been many nights when I've gone out and seen a band who were just amazing and there's nobody there, so... I've been very fortunate. I've been playing there now for 20 years. And since 91 have been pretty successful in Austin. I think once people kind of know who you are and kind of all agree that it's okay, then they'll come out to see you. But until then, it's hard to get people to notice you with that many musicians.
Yeah. Well, certainly... Obviously, you've got enough people that are liking you, and you're going out and doing it, that things are working out. That's good. You're good now.
I'm feeling okay.
Do you want to do another song before we go?
Sure, yeah. Trying to think if there's anything off the record I could do. Or I could do, like, a newer song. I'll just do a newer song.
Excellent. I like
I was a baby bear sleeping in the brown. Winter grass in April as the sun was going down. And I wish my shoes were empty and I was still in bed. With you there beside me, with your dreams inside your head. Oh, I wish the world would do what I wanted to. And I wish the wind would blow me back to you. I wish your mom was ugly and your dad was ugly too, 'cause then they couldn't have had a girl to be as beautiful as you. I wish I was a tightrope walker with legs made out of gold. I'd hold you in my golden legs and never let you go. Oh, I wish the world would do what I wanted to. And I wish the wind would blow me. call me back to you. I wish I could see Jesus shining up on high. Yeah, shining like a diamond in the Manitoba sky. And I wish I knew that God's love was all I'd ever need. I'd cut my candy teeth for fun and I'd let the good times bleed. Oh, I wish the world would do what I wanted to. Oh, I wish the world would do what I wanted to. And I wish the wind would blow me back to you.
Very, very nice indeed, Bob Schneider. Still tickets available tonight for the Dixie Chicks tonight at the Big Arena with special guest Bob Schneider. Honestly, I think it's your show, and you just were nice enough to let them close it for you.
If only that were the case.
Anyways, thanks for being here, Bob. It's a real honor and a real pleasure to have you here.
Oh, and thank you.
Like I said, I do hope you make it back to Winnipeg in the not-too-distant future.
I'd love to come back.
Title track from the record sound good?
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's play it.
You don't know me, but my name's Eileen. He's brought up bad down in New Orleans. Got a head full of hammers and a heart full of sand. Half Puerto Rican, half butter pecan. Mama from a telephone pole, 'cause she baked my pontoon casserole. Born to be the king of rock and roll. 125,000 years old. Oh yeah. Now go. Kiss my ass. Mad natural bliss at fiberglass. My baby says it tastes like sugar cane. California with my girl Quang Cho. She won the bronze in the '88 Hammer Throw.